The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good today, Gil. So I thought it would be fun to bust a few myths about credit scores and to give you a short list of things you can do to boost your credit score.
Sounds great. So let's start with some basics, like we can explain to people what a FICO score actually is.
So you know those letters actually stand for something. FICO is the most common type of credit score used by lenders, and it is a software program created by Fair, Isaac, and Company. So that's where FICO comes from, FICO. Now you have a FICO score with each of the three credit bureaus, that's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, but the scores usually differ because of the information that each credit bureau maintains on you. It's a little bit different.
Okay, now what goes into your FICO score?
So a lot of things. Your FICO score is determined in general by your payment history, the amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, and any credit card you've recently, any new credit you've recently taken out, whether it's a credit card or a line of credit, and also the types of credit you use. Now, among these, typically payment history and the amounts owed are the biggest factors. But FICO says that on an individual basis, any one factor may be more important for one person than another.
Lenders are looking at that. Do they consider more than a credit report and a score?
Yes. Besides the credit score, they factor in your income and how long you've been at your current job, among other things. If you want the best mortgage rates today, you need a credit score above 700. Now that we've got some of the basics down, how about if we start busting some of those myths?
All right. Better than hearing you and me bust rhymes.
So do you think if you own several credit cards, that hurts your score?
I think most people would think yes.
Actually, it's mostly false. Having many credit lines isn't necessarily a bad thing, according to an expert we talked to, because multiple lines give you a favorable debt-to-available credit ratio. But you want to keep any balances below 10% or 20% of the total credit line. Higher balances are going to affect that ratio of debt-to-available credit, which can decrease your credit score.
Okay, so some people are thinking, well, maybe I should close out credit lines because, you know, it would be a good thing if I did not have that many credit cards. The lenders will think, well, I can't get into that much trouble, right?
Ah, but that's counterintuitive because reducing the number of credit cards you have does not, in fact, help improve your credit score since it'll damage your debt to available credit ratio. But paying down the balances on the cards absolutely is helpful. So that's something you want to do. Also, any new credit applications can decrease your credit score. So be careful about applying for new credit cards or personal loans before applying for a mortgage loan or a refinance. Generally, a good rule of thumb is not to make any credit changes in the months leading up to a major credit request beyond paying down balances.
Okay, so if I'm going for a mortgage, don't get any new credit cards, but also don't kill any of the ones you have.
Exactly.
Now, what about consolidating lines of credit? Does that help?
It may seem like a good idea to move all of your balances to one card. Your debt to available credit ratio will spike on that card, and that can actually hurt you. But it isn't necessarily a deal breaker for a loan, according to another credit expert we spoke to, because if the card has a lower interest rate and it's going to allow you to pay off the balance sooner, you know, you consolidate some of these higher interest cards onto a lower interest card and you can pay down the balances sooner, then that's a good thing. And your score is going to increase as soon as that ratio goes down. So let's bust another myth. What about changing jobs? Do you think that hurts your credit score?
Isn't it more about your employment history?
That is absolutely right. Bingo. Taking a new job or losing your job doesn't affect your credit score. But if you have a spotty employment history, then lenders may hold that against you. And of course, dips in income may signal that it could be difficult to pay bills in a timely manner. Another thing that can bite you is if you co-sign on loans for others. It's not the co-signing itself, but if the other person is late paying the loan, it can end up showing up on your credit report and surprise, you didn't even know.
Not a happy surprise. What about judgments and liens?
They can be a big factor that's considered in your payment history.
So something to clear up. And before you go, give me a quick roundup of things folks should be doing to boost their credit score before they apply for a home loan.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quick list of five things. So number one, correct errors on your credit report. You can get a free credit report once a year from all three credit bureaus, three reports a year. So you go to annualcreditreport.com. You can get those free reports. Number two, pay every bill you have on time. Late payments can stay on your report for 7 years, though recent late payments hit your credit score harder than ones that are more in your distant past. Number three, pay off your credit cards in full every month if you can, or pay more than the required minimum payment. Number four, avoid opening several new credit cards at once. We talked about that. And number five, don't necessarily close accounts even if you're not using them.
All right. Again, you can find more about all of this at HouseLogic.com. Anything else we should be aware of before we go, Pamela?
Yes, just a couple more tips. Don't use all the credit you're offered. You know, we all get an avalanche of, oh, take out my card, take out this card, get this credit line. It's so easy. Don't bite on that. It'll definitely hurt your credit score. And be patient if you find errors or, you know, if you've had problems. It takes time for your credit score to climb back up once you've begun working to improve it.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.